Awakening of pure me is essential as the awakening of the one who can embody the inner state. Pure me is the bridge, the link between all other dimensions of me, particular the conscious me and the inner state. Without that bridge, there's always a great gap, duality between the space of our abidance and the experiencer of it. The inner state has two functions. Through its being embodied, it serves as an energy consciousness to manifest the identity of the soul. And additionally, it is the space of abidance of me in existence. As you meditate, as you repeatedly sit within your own self, within the environment of the inner state, there's always this gentle checking, orienting oneself in the inner state, making sure that the space of our abidance is correct. Before me can truly surrender and become absorbed, or it's this movement of absorption, this letting go, can manifest the correct fruits. First, the inner environment has to be correct. So there is a certain type of horizontal, vertical orientation of me within the internal space of being. Even though there is still gentle duality between me and the inner state, in this checking, in this orientation, in this orienting oneself, this duality is positive. It is essential to verify the correctness of the inner state and the correctness of me, how it abides in that inner state. This checking, this looking and seeing is transparent. There's a gentle duality, but not too much. Minimum. Within this checking, there's already an element of getting absorbed. And embodying the consciousness of I am, which is the heart of the inner state. If the energetic dimensions of the inner state are not correct, there is a certain effort, certain cooperation that me can perform in order to help to open the energetic states. Me, through its skillful surrender, through certain type of focus, through its effort to embody the inner states, is helping the inner states to become fully mature, to reach the necessary depth, whether it is horizontal or vertical, and clarity, transparency. The inner state is both the identity and the home of me. This is where me lives in reality. When you wake up in the morning, you should wake up to the inner home where your me exists, and only then finding reference to the outer existence, outer reality, as a secondary. That inner home eventually has to become perfect because it is your eternal home. The ability to recognize the quality of the inner state. What is lacking, what is imperfect, and to find a way to cooperate, to help the further deepening, clarification, opening of the inner states is a function of knowledge and understanding and sensitivity. It is a function of our evolution as seekers, as those who walk the path of the self. Like there are different types of knowledge in the outer world, so there is a knowledge in the inner world, and this knowledge is unknown and subtle. And different faculties need to be opened up to be able to see, to feel, to sense the reality of the inner dimension. The inner world, the inner states, how the soul is experiencing herself. These are not particularly complicated things, dimensions. But because our brains, our psyche is conditioned to be skillful just in the perception of the outer world as the fundamental surviving skill. So we have to learn we have to open all these faculties to see, to feel, to know, to differentiate that reality in which there is no object. The mind cannot grasp anything that is outside of itself. It is quite simple before one can allow oneself to begin fully surrendering. One has to check the quality of the three dimensions of the inner state. Is the consciousness in the right place? Does it have enough depth? Is it in a condition of rest? Is the space of consciousness transparent? Is it clear? Or it is mixed with the subconscious energies? If there's an element of imperfection, we are empowering our consciousness by embodying stronger the light of I am. Because me is always in certain relationship with consciousness, its relationship affects the quality of consciousness. And if this relationship is incorrect, this effect is negative. Consciousness cannot expand into its true nature. Finding the correct relationship between these two is of the essence. Me comes as close as possible to the true nature of consciousness, and then it surrenders itself, forgets itself in I am. The situation with being is different because the relative me cannot enter the dimension of being. And yet still we need to check whether we have embodied the depth of the soul through which she is rooting herself in the beyond. If there's enough surrender and absorption, or the energies of being are fluctuating, they lack certain quality of strength and depth. Based on this understanding, we correct the quality of our abidance in beingness or the absolute state. Making sure that we are one with the constant surrendering. And then we check the quality of our spiritual heart. Is it opened? Or the access to the heart is closed? Embodying the light of I am through the heart, surrendering to its depth, abiding and resting in that space. Becoming one with the heart of the soul. That gentle checking of the quality of the inner state is essential for any intelligent practitioner. One cannot check that which one does not understand. That's why we make all these explanations to clarify these matters. When we have verified that everything is in its right place, relatively, the inner state can never be absolutely perfect until the dimension of absence is reached. So then we begin letting go, surrendering, disappearing into the space of our abidance. Surrendering, letting go can happen through one of the centers of I am, or holistically, through the whole of the inner state. You can let go of many things, but the one who is letting go of itself is pure me. That's why becoming one with pure me, embodying it, is the foundation of surrender. You must become the one who is surrendering. If you are surrendering in consciousness, you become one with the pure me of consciousness. When you surrender into the absolute, you become one with the pure me of being.